So I've looked at your case notes, this Harris, and the reason why you feel these incredibly strong, pervading, overwhelming, extreme feelings, and the reason why you feel it necessary to alter your sense of self so that you are Jamaican with some people, African American with other people, Indian with other people, and educated white with other people, is because you have what's commonly known as borderline personality disorder. And you are the ultimate example of a fast life history strategist. It also explains the various sexual relationships you've had, and really, really everything about you. For both genetic and environmental reasons, you are an extreme fast life history strategist, and you have borderline personality. And well, there's two things you could do. One is there's certain kinds of antidepressant that will make the negative feelings less intense. You could take those, and you could have sort of therapy and talk through how you feel. There's some evidence that works. Or two, you could sort of gain narcissistic supply and thus on some superficial level feel better about yourself by well, running for president. You're going to do that. Okay, so I'll prescribe that you run for president, and that you engage in a coup to remove the sitting president, and run in his place. Excellent, excellent. Well, good. So well, you've obviously saved a bit of money by coming to see a British doctor because it's free here. So well, I'll write it a prescription to run for president, and you can take it to your local Boots. Excellent. Tally ho. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, today, in a rather timely fashion, I would like to talk about Kamala Harris, and I would like to understand basically why she's like she is, why she's sexually promiscuous, why she's basically a bit crazy. And the answer is that she's the ultimate example of a person with what is known as borderline personality disorder. She's the ultimate example of a fast life history strategist female. Before I go into that, could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe? could you subscribe here on YouTube? And could you leave a like? And could you hit that bell button? And could you leave a comment? And could you also subscribe on my Substack, the jollyheretic.com, where I put in-person interviews, where I put transcripts of all my videos, where I put interesting movies that I make, and where stuff that's too severe for YouTube, and where if you like what I do, you can support me for the price of a pint of beer a month. But most importantly, could you please, please, please subscribe? It really, really helps me if you do that. Okay, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is a fascinating woman. She adopts different personas in a very pronounced way, depending on who she's with. She adopts different accents, depending on who she's with. She is almost unstable in her sense of self. She is really, as far as I can see, something I talk about a lot on this channel, the stereotypical example of a fast life history strategist, and related to this, the stereotypical example of someone with basically traits of what's called borderline personality. So let's look at both of these in relation to Kamala. First of all, fast life history strategy. As I've explained in a number of videos, we are all on a spectrum ranging from fast to slow. If you are evolved to, if the environment is unstable, yet food and whatever is plentiful, then we have a fast life history strategy ecology. You are set up to live fast and die young. That means you invest a great deal of your energy in having sex. You need to have sex with as many people as possible, particularly as many genetically fit people as possible, in order to pass on your genes, and you just hope that you have as many children as will occur from that. Don't invest anything in them, and some will survive. In that ecology, you will survive by being highly impulsive, by being uncooperative, by lashing out in anger, and also there will be no selection against being mentally unstable. If anything, it will be good to be mentally unstable because it will allow you to have the sufficient aggression in order to survive. As the environment becomes harsher and more predictable seasons, things like that, then the carrying capacity for the species is reached, and people start to compete with each other. Now, as they do that, as it gets harsher, if you just have lots and lots of sex, don't invest anything in your offspring, then they could all just die. Consequently, you have fewer offspring, you have fewer partners, and you invest more bioenergetic resources in them. In order to compete, everything slows down so that you can become adapted to that very specific ecology. Consequently, childhood gets longer so that you can learn more about the ecology and adapt to it. People literally become more adapted to that very, very specific niche. You have fewer children and you invest more resources in them. There is greater selection for psychological traits like cooperation, intelligence, that sort of thing. So that you can compete better, and you tend to select for people that are more genetically similar to you. Why? Because you're reducing the number of children you have, and therefore to elevate the number of genes you pass on, you copulate with someone that is more genetically similar to you. Also, you will bond more strongly with the children and the wife if they are more genetically similar to you, and the bonding will help you to create people that you invest in, and therefore will be more likely to survive. So there's this fundamental spectrum on which we all sit. That is life history strategy. Now, if we look at Kamala's background, you can see a fast life history strategy both at the environmental level and at the genetic level. At the genetic level, both of Kamala's parents are recent immigrants. Her mother was Sharmila Gopalan, who came to America in the early 60s in order to study at the University of California at Berkeley. And her father is a Jamaican, David Harris, who came to America again in the early 60s in order to study at the University of California at Berkeley. That is where they both met. Evidence indicates that, obviously, remember, the people that are slow life strategists, they stay in a particular environment. People that are fast life strategists, they move around. They're not adapted to any particular environment. So the very fact of moving around is associated with two things. It's associated with being intelligent, which they both are. They both have PhDs. But it's also associated with being fast life history strategy. It's associated with elevated neuroticism, for example. This makes me people more likely to move around. Okay, it's risk taking. These are people that take risks. They are fast life history strategists. Secondly, you find that even though one of them is Indian and the other one is, well, he's probably about 50% white and 50% black, but anyway, Jamaican, they marry each other. This, of course, is very rare. Obviously, people that are of different races can fall in love, but it's extremely rare that it happens. It's much more likely that you end up with someone of your own race. Why? Well, as we discussed, if you are a slow life strategist, you will be attracted to people who are genetically similar to yourself. If you are a fast life strategist, then a person who is very different from you could have some useful gene or something. So, you know, therefore it's worth being attracted to them. Also, if you're a fast life strategist, you won't value genetic similarity. You will value fitness. Forget genetic similarity. All you will value is a person that evidences being objectively, you know, healthy, fit. And so that is what seems to be going on with some of these mixed race relationships. And there was a study by Seb Jensen, who is himself mixed race, that showed that people who engage in mixed race relationships are, on average, faster life history strategists, and that is passed on to the offspring. Let's face it, you are taking a risk. Even putting aside the race issue, you are marrying somebody probably with a very different culture from you. You are taking a risk. This is a fast life history strategy thing to do. So that, and this is, it has been argued that that is why levels of divorce are considerably higher among people who are who marry someone of a different race than among controls, because you're a risk taker. You're a fast life history strategist. And you're marrying, you're prizing fitness over genetic similarity. So that, on a genetic level, would imply that she is a fast life history strategist kind of a person. Then, in terms of the nature of her childhood, it's a very fast life history strategy kind of childhood. Remember, slow life strategy, you're adapted to a specific place. It's stable, it's predictable, and this makes you, you know, and that this, and you're mentally stable, and so on. Fast life history strategy, unpredictable, unstable. And this is exactly what her childhood is when she's young. They're constantly moving around. They're constantly getting academic jobs in different places in America and moving around. So there's a lack of stability when she is relatively young. By the age of 7, you see the ultimate lack of stability. her parents, consistent with being far sufficient strategists, get divorced. I mean, this is the worst thing you can do if you want to have a mentally stable child.
Are you ready for the future of the West?